The prospect of war in Iraq continues to take a toll on the nation's economy. The Conference Board released its monthly survey of consumer confidence today, and the numbers indicate that Americans have become much more pessimistic about the direction of the economy since last month. The slump in consumer confidence could keep people from spending, and that could slow growth in the months to come. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Conference Board said its monthly confidence index fell to 64, a drop of nearly 15 points, and the lowest level since October 1993. The report suggests that consumers have become more pessimistic about both their current economic condition and where they expect to be in 6 months. The drop was bigger than many analysts had expected, but economist Mark Vintner of the Wachovia Corporation said it's easy to explain.
The decline in confidence really isn't all that surprising given what's going on in the world right now. And we're at war against terrorists, and we're getting ready to go to war against Iraq. Gasoline prices have risen 15% since the last consumer confidence survey. So consumers are certainly unnerved by all that.
Economists like Vintner follow consumer confidence numbers closely because consumer spending is such a big part of the economy, and economists worry that when people become more pessimistic, they may spend less. In a shopping mall in Boston today, some consumers suggested they're already reining in their spending.
Who knows what's going to happen with the economy? And although I think we'll all make it through, but I do feel that maybe it's a time to be a little bit more frugal.
A lot of my friends have been laid off recently or afraid of being laid off. And just hearing that just makes me want to spend less money right now.
Some economists caution that the confidence numbers can't always be taken at face value. While confidence has fallen sharply in recent months, people are still buying. The National Association of Realtors said sales of existing homes rose 3% between December and January. The Conference Board report also suggested that the number of people planning to buy cars and major appliances was down just moderately this month. Joseph Livornia is an economist at Deutsche Bank.
Those numbers were also down, but they are still relatively high. So I don't think we want to look at 1 month's reading or 2 months' reading and necessarily come away with the view that the consumer is going to roll over.
Livornia says confidence levels could turn around if a war in Iraq goes quickly. On the other hand, he says there is a definite risk to the economy if the fighting drags on too long.
The problem is that confidence can sometimes be self-feeding and self-perpetuating. And when you get these big drops in confidence, even if it's more psychological than actual something tangible because the economy is growing, you have to be concerned.
The uncertainty of the outlook right now appeared to be reflected in the financial markets today. Stock prices, which have come down sharply in recent weeks, fell even more as soon as the consumer confidence report was released. But by the end of the day, prices had crept back up and finished the day somewhat higher. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.